Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Last week, I talked about MS-DOS turning 30. We just celebrated another milestone birthday on August 12th. Yes, that's my birthday too, but that's not the event I'm talking about. On August 12, 1981, IBM launched the IBM PC. Before IBM, there were a lot of different personal computers available, such as the Tandy TRS-80, the Apple II, the Commodore. But when Big Blue came out with their PC, it became the standard, and IBM PC compatible became the measuring stick for hardware and software. The first IBM PC was the Model 5150. Because of the open architecture, other companies were able to make IBM PC compatible hardware and eventually clones, and an entire industry was born. I remember that you could always tell a real IBM PC from the sturdy construction. To take the cover off a clone, you would unscrew a few short, flimsy screws. The real IBM PC had long, heavy-duty screws that made you feel that, hey, if the screws are such good quality, the other components must be too. Of course, you paid a premium for that quality and the IBM name, but back then especially, the old saw proved true. Nobody ever got fired for buying IBM. I remember one client who insisted on not only IBM equipment, but IBM media. When the IBM AT with its blazing 8286 processor came out, it had a huge, for then, capacity, 1.2 megabytes, and the floppy drive. When the client wanted IBM blank floppy disks for the drive, they cost over $80 for a 10-pack. For $80 today, you can get over 2 terabytes of hard disk storage. Sure, IBM made some mistakes along the way. Remember the microchannel architecture? But their blessing on the PC transformed it from a hobbyist machine into a business machine. Soon, offices all over the country would have IBM PCs in their desk, often with a screen burn-in of the rows and columns of a Lotus 123 spreadsheet on the green or amber monitor. Happy birthday, IBM PC. It's a pleasure to share the day with you. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.